Once upon a time, there was a sculptor, and he was sitting up late one night in his workshop, and he was making something that the more he made it, the more precious it became. And it was a little sculpture made out of wood of a little girl. And she was so lovely and so pretty and all that he worked and he worked and he worked on her until the night grew later and later, until it seemed like the whole town had gone to bed, and it was just him and the moon and the little girl that he was sculpting out of wood. Well, eventually, just before the dawn was breaking, it seemed like he'd just about finished. And he put her on his table, and he went up to bed, satisfied that he'd done the very best he could with her. However, the very next night, in the middle of the night, he wakes up, and what does he hear? But down there in his workshop, he hears what sounds like somebody crying. And he sits up in his bed, and he's wondering, who on earth could that be, crying in my workshop? Well, he gets himself dressed, and he goes downstairs. And what does he see there? But sitting on the workbench where he had set her, there was that little girl, all come to life now. All come to life and sitting with her head in her hands and sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And he comes close up to her, and he just looks at her, and he can hardly believe his eyes. One of his own sculptures come to life. But after a while of just watching her and seeing how lifelike she is, he clears his throat and he says, "Excuse me, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you?" And that little sculpture, that little girl all made out of wood, she says, "I want my daddy. I want my daddy." "Your daddy?" said the sculptor. "Well, what does he look like?" "Oh," said the girl, brightening up at once, "he's very big." "Okay, he's very big. And what else does he look like?" "Well, he's so strong," said the girl, brightening up no end. "Okay, he's very strong. And what else?" "He's got big arms." "Right, big arms. Okay, and anything else?" "Oh, he's always so handsome looking." Okay, said the sculptor. "Well, I guess this narrows it down a bit, but not a great deal. Can you show me where he lives?" The little girl, her face brightened. She said, "Of course I can. Come with me." And with that, she takes his hand and pulls him out into the night. And at first, he's got no idea where it is she's taken him. She's just laughing and pulling him through the streets. But after a while, she says, "This is where my daddy lives." And they find themselves running into a forest. And running into the forest they go, until at last they come to a clearing. And there she says, "And this is my daddy's place." But in that moment, she stops quite still, and a little shriek comes out of her mouth. A little shriek like she's seen something quite awful. And the sculptor is looking around, looking for a cottage or something like that. But then he realizes what it is that the little girl was shrieking about. For she's gone now to a huge tree stump, and she's just running her fingers over the grain of that tree stump, and she's sobbing and she's sobbing. And it's now that he realizes why this place is so familiar to him. This is the place he comes to cut his wood to make his sculptures. And this is the tree that he cut for the wood to make the little girl. And she's sobbing and she's sobbing, and it's like nothing will console her. And he gets down on his knees next to her and he says, "Listen, I could make you a daddy. I could make you a daddy to look after you and protect you and all. And he might not look quite the same as your old daddy, but he'd still be your real daddy nonetheless." And she looked at him and her eyes were full of tears. And she said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, come on." And with that, they set off back through the forest, back through the town, until at last they come to his workshop. And there he takes out more of that wood and he starts carving it. And he works and he works and he works and he works. He works for days and nights, always trying to do the very best that he can for the girl. Always trying to make a daddy so strong, so fine and handsome, so lovely and all, that he can do everything that she might want her daddy to do. And after a long time, he's finished that daddy. And when he sets her on the table next to the little girl, why, she's so delighted she can hardly stop dancing. And later that night, when he's up in his bed sleeping, what does he hear? But downstairs in his workshop, there's a sound of laughing. There's a sound of laughing, and then a deeper voice that's speaking softly. And he creeps down in his dressing gown and his slippers. And what does he see? But there on the workbench, there's the daddy that he's made. And there's the little girl. And he's got her in his arms. And he's telling her stories and jokes. And they're laughing together. Like you might think that all the world's full of that laughter. That you might think that all the world was being told in those stories that he was telling her.